Coach GM Andrew Milne from the Canmore Eagles joining me on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, thanks, Rob.
Awesome. Let's do a little recap of the two games last weekend against the Brooks Bandits. Better result than the last time you guys met.
Yeah, much better result, obviously. I think we were caught off guard those first two games of the year. We didn't have our lineup the way it is today, and we knew coming into the year we were going to have some goaltending concerns, and I think that was evident in our first two games, and you know, I feel over that we've addressed that, and our team's been rolling ever since.
Let's talk about the goaltending concerns. You guys seem pretty solid between the pipes these days.
You know, both guys have been awesome. I mean, Ryan Bontorin's come in as kind of a sight unseen, a guy we watched a lot of video on but didn't know a whole lot about, and he's been outstanding. His work ethic in the net has been great, and Gilly, Ryan Gilchrist has been equally as exciting to watch. I think both of them are working well together, and they play some good chemistry, and I think we feel comfortable that we can play either of them on any given night.
Is it a requirement for the Canmore Eagles to have a goaltender named Ryan?
That I always say Ryan's starting that, and I keep forgetting that I need to make sure I clearly identify who the starter is, or they'll both be in the net.
So let's talk about your blue line as well. I know it was a little depleted over the weekend. What's the status of some of the guys who are off the ice?
Right now, Lavoie's going to be back in the lineup. Doucette's obviously served his two-game suspension, so he'll be back in. Mumby's going to be questionable, still nursing a shoulder. And, you know, we just really feel that at this time of the year, it's important that he gets to be 100%, and we don't try to rush it. And, you know, with our blue line playing as well as it has, we're in no rush to get him back in the lineup and force him to play when he's not comfortable. So we think the blue line and the back end is one of our strengths. And with Mumby being a little bit questionable, we don't have to force him to play when he's probably not ready.
It's going to be a special game tonight. I understand you're kind of doing a little Halloween thing and giving away some prizes.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be fun for the kids to come down and wear their costumes, and adults for that matter, to come on down and cheer on the team and bring your costume, and then probably head out for some festivities after.
Candy for the kids. There's going to be a best costume prize of Lake Louise ski card. Sydney Monteith, our former national anthem singer, I understand she'll be back on the ice tonight too.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. I think the team's had a week off. We're ready to go. We want to put on a show here for our fans. I think the Halloween atmosphere is in the building, and Sydney's back. So things are going to be looking great for the game tonight.
Fantastic. And a guaranteed 50-50 pot of at least $500. Best of luck tonight on the ice. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Canmore Eagles, Olds Grizzlies. Coach GM Andrew Milne, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.